Robbie?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Remember that you did that fake little we did that fake little intent to sue thing?
Yes.
The PDF thing? And you posted it on the website?
I didn't post it to a website, but I think I
Yeah,
why?
you made a PDF and posted it on the Deep 13 website.
Yes, I do remember that.
Uh-oh. It made it out of the website.
He made it out of the website.
To over 400.
There's over 400.
Oh my god!
It's on there.
Oh my god!
Yep.
It made our night. I think this is the night right here. Oh my god. I just like how the topic D13 RC channel has his intent to sue over 400.
It is over 400.
Yes.
We should have done like 9001.
Oh god.
Gaylord, I did you notice, by the way, it's almost been a year since we did that.
Oh my god, it's true.
Oh, wow. The reason I was able to find this is because I searched for, quote, MST apes with a space in between.
That's why. If you look through the list, it actually says MST apes.
Oh, God. And this website took it seriously.
Ernest Ford.
I don't know. Docs.toc, anyone can upload stuff to there, I think.
But that's the thing, I never actually uploaded anything there.
No.
Right, so someone found it and uploaded it there.
Who?
Oh, we sued your new icon. I forgot about that. Your Bose perm. Oh, we sued me as well.
And me.
Yes, we sued you.
And we're suing all, each of us, I think.
We sued Poppin Fresh.
We're suing Bozarth.
We sued John's ex. Which one? All of them.
Why are we suing Antonio Sabato Jr.?
I don't know.
Because
we sued everybody. Are you kidding me? We sued
Opie Cunningham.
Okay, we sued Weed, the lack of Weed, 419 and 421. Oh, I mean, remember how we did 37 dicks?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob stated it at the top there. Yeah, like 37
and then
dicks.
And then we did Deek.
Deek.
Oh god.
And then after we sued the 37 dicks, we also sued 30 hellos.
Oh, so we're suing 7-Eleven, then we're suing 8-12.
Yes, because I told you guys about the 812. Pound, pound, pound.
The soy sauce ninja. The Justice League. Harlem Globetrotters, the 1972 roster.
Whoa, the flash on this site is killing my Google Chrome.
We're suing Derp.
Yes, we're suing Derp.
Derp.
Yes, we sued MST Apes.
We're suing the movie Pigs.
Let's see. Oh, that's right. We first sued Skype just because Skype was being retarded back then.
Still
as opposed to...
Still is if you're using the newest version.
Yeah. We're suing Queen Elizabeth 11.
We're suing Zap Rousedower and Shatner's Mountain. Oh, we should add Gay Ben.
Well, this was back then.
But now we should add more. We should continue again.
Oh, no. Should we expect a lawsuit, gentlemen?
You gotta start by reposting the link to the PDF.
We have to explain the guy. Who was the guy again?
Jonathan Lee Riches.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you know who Jonathan Lee Riches is. But he basically did a lawsuit, or bunches of lawsuits involving a bunch of people, bunch of things, bunch of organizations,
He's got a Wikipedia article. Stallings.
Yeah, there's his Wikipedia article. He basically sued everybody and anybody, and things that weren't even people that you couldn't sue. He sued hurricanes, for Christ's sake.
Didn't he sue a bridge?
I think he probably did.
Oh God, he just filed a suit against Julian Assange of WikiLeaks.
Oh wow, that makes sense.
Well, at least that could make sense, but
I love how, oh God, this sentence scares me. His projected release date is March 23rd, 2012.
Oh God.
Oh, well, the world's supposed to end then anyway.
He's suing his release date.
Oh God, he claims he was a plaintiff in the Madoff investment scandals, claiming that he met Bernard Madoff on eHarmony.com in 2001. And taught Madoff identity theft skills.
God.
I can see the romance between those two. I can see the mutual respect that they would have.
Oh, my God. This guy is just getting. He is. Crazy.
He sued the dwarf planet Pluto. He also sued Three Mile Island, Plymouth Rock, the Roman Empire, the USS Cole. He sued James Hoffa.
I think he
sued Plato.
I have an idea, yeah. Guys. I think we need to have our first D13 meetup at the prison where he's going to be released from in 2012.
No.
Like it'll be prison con 2012.
And then he looks out his cell window and he goes, "I'm suing those guys."
Oh,
but
wait a minute, isn't he in solitary?
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Well, wait a minute, didn't he ask to be in solitary because apparently some basketball players were dribbling the ball in front of
what?
It was one of his written ones that they posted. I forgot which website it was. He was suing a couple of basketball players.
He filed a request for a temporary restraining order against the GTA publisher Take-Two, developer Rockstar Games, FCI Williamsburg, and the game itself, claiming that the defendants put me in prison. The inmate stated defendants contributed to plaintiff committing identity theft. Defendants in games show sex, drugs, and violence, which offends me. They continued, having to put me in prison. I face imminent danger from violent inmates who play GTA, who will knock me out and take my gold Jesus cross. What the hell is wrong with this guy? But yeah, so the guy. Well, let me see if I can find one of the actual. Let's see. This one makes sense. He filed for an injunction against the Guinness Book of World Records, seeking to stop them from naming him as the most litigious individual in the history of mankind. Is that the one? Okay. Okay, yeah, so here's an example of his lawsuit. So we had all that. Oh, he sued the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Well, it only makes sense.
It leans the wrong way.
Yes. Oh, he sued Ben Roethlisberger.
That makes sense also.
Yeah.
He also sued www.accuweather.com.
Yes.
He sued Chiquita Brands International.
He
doesn't like bananas.
Suing Rockefeller Records, the Queen of England, Steven Spielberg, the Nikkei Stock Exchange. Defendant.
He sued O.J. Simpson.
Defendant, nuclear power plant. Not any nuclear, not just, not a specific nuclear power plant, just nuclear power plant.
Yes.
But nuclear power is a concept, or
no?
Nuclear power plant. That's what he sued. Nuclear power plant. The guy has no idea what he's talking about. Basically, the guy's fucked up in the head. Well, and
convention.
Who do you even deliver that to for nuclear power plant? Like, where the fuck does it go?
Just any power
plant. It's just out in some field somewhere.
Exactly. That's the whole point. That's the whole thing.
It counts.
He sued the Sundance Film Festival.
Meals on Wheels? Columbine High School? Now, I will agree with this. He sued John Grisham.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. He sued Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
I would totally sue them, though.
Yeah.
He sued the Great Wall of China.
He sued Wolfgang Puck American Grill.
Good. Jewish workers at NBC Universal. Why just the Jewish ones?
he sued the Ming Dynasty.
Oh my god, he sued half of Jackass.
Which half?
He sued Bam Margera.
Oh, now that's
Chris Pontius, Dave England, and Steve-O. But the plaintiffs, Johnny Knoxville and Jonathan Lee Richards.
He sued Brooklyn Bridge, and he sued King of Prussia Mall.
Mall. I can't say I blame him there.
I would blame him. It's the King of Prussia Mall. It's great.
Suing Christopher Reeve's widow.
Your husband's dead. Well, fuck you. I'm going to sue you.
The Brotherhood of defendant. Brotherhood of the Snake.
He's suing the Liberty Bell.
Rastafarian.
He's suing quote unquote gay pride parade.
Just the one?
Yeah, just the one.
Suing Grace Jones.
He's suing Giada De Laurentiis.
Hold on. Whoa. Illuminati spelled U L L U M I N A T I.
Illuminati.
And the last one, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Always the last one.
Oh, that's why we ended it.
That's probably why.
The Sears Tower, Holocaust survivors, Dennis Hopper, Mount Rushmore.
I can't believe he's suing.
I love this one. He's suing Americans, veterans of World War XI.
Oh, man, that's probably why I did what I did with the 11.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that explains Queen Elizabeth 11 in ours. Gangs in Hong Kong. The Knights of Malta. Booker T. Washington. The Statue of Liberty. Okay, Comcast Cable Company. That makes perfect sense.
He's suing Cable News Net Dashwork.
Kim Jong 11. Kim Jong, 11, President of North Korea.
11. It's 11.
Philadelphia Eagles 2005 roster.
I mean, the first 10 Kim Jongs were totally fine, so it's just this guy.
Exactly. So you get the idea there. So we were laughing at that one day, and we
played the Holocaust Museum.
We did that.
Hold on a second. Defendant, soldier. Underneath that, in italics, sister.
I was literally just bored in a coffee shop, and I decided to open up Word and just like, you know what, I'm just going to type something, and I don't care what it means. And this came out. Yeah.
And it was just exactly as good of a lawsuit as anything he ever did.
Yes, that's true. That is absolutely true.
Yeah, we started doing this, and then we just all got together and started doing things.
Yeah.
But we all collaborated on this, and we started typing ideas just based on some of our memes and some of our past. Oh, Marshall Bruce Mathers, 111. Not the third, 111.
The Appalachian Trail.
What?
The whole trail is a concept. Fuck that thing, man. God.
I sue you because you hurt my back. That one time. You know, that time. The time when we walked it.
The time.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Wait till he sues the Oregon Trail. the game.
Then it's over. I'm pissed. I'll get him myself.
It's like it's a counter suit time.
It might be.
I forded the river, and it said I didn't.
The game gave
all of my family died of cholera. All of them.
Page 15 has a random paperclip, by the way.
Yes, yeah. I noticed that.
Charles Dickens, WKRP in Cincinnati. Bono.
It's only a matter of time until we sue KCOC.
Maybe that's who we should sue next, KCOC.
Yeah, there's probably an actual radio station with those call letters.
The cock.
Oh yeah, he sued Steve Jobs, J-O-B-B-S.
Jobs.
Well, apparently whoever that is going to have no money.
That's okay, that's a typo. So, actually, no, there is those.
Kim Jong 11, not ill.
I brought that one up.
Yeah, not ill, but 11. Philadelphia Eagles, 2005 roster, including Donovan McNabb.
Aztec Pyramids.
The Uniform Commercial Code.
I mean, really, we ought to be giving him credit for, you know, he's breaking new legal territory by suing things that don't actually exist as people.
Exactly. He's suing Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers. I can. He's actually smart enough to know about them.
I would sue them too, though.
Yeah, fuck them.
Maybe. But it's still kind of funny that he actually knew about them, but there's other things that he's trying to sue that you just can't. Oh, he's suing quote-unquote computer hackers and telephone freakers.
Defendant, Comptroller of Currents.
He's suing Thanksgiving. Defendants, Black Friday, Cleveland Indians, Mayflower Movers, Pilgrim's Pride, Pilgrims, and others.
He's suing the Waffle House and Bob Barker.
How do you do that?
Is that a joint suit? Or?
It's all in this same document here. Also, Yelian Gonzalez. Never thought I'd see that name again.
Me neither.
Where is it? Where is
Louis
it?
Louis the 15th, the Holy Grail, the aforementioned planet of Pluto.
He's suing the Appalachian Trail.
I mean, causality, it's going to fuck up everything for everyone. I can see why that would be an issue.
The Jerry Lewis Telethon, the Golden Gate Bridge.
The Appalachian Trail, Nostradamus.
This is one of my favorites. He tried to sue a Shiite cleric, but it came out S-H-I-T-E, shite cleric.
Not too far off there. Defendant, Huggies.
Yes, Huggies. Marco also, Polo, the Eiffel Tower, Negro Justice League. Go on.
Oh, wow. Oh, also, hold on, guys.
That sounds like a collection of black superheroes.
Yes. Go ahead.
I actually assumed that's what he was trying to do when he made it up.
Check this.
Neither of you guys are black, right?
Rob, you're the closest thing.
That's true.
Hold on. Guys, defendant, Cleo. Occupation, miss.
Wow.
Yeah, Cleo, and then below it in italics, miss.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that the whole point of that was to illustrate what we ended up doing in retaliation.